7 ways to use amazing baking soda in the garden. Baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, is a vital part of green cleaning and has so many uses in the house. But what about the garden? Here are 7 ways to use it in the garden. 1. Make a non-toxic fungicide. With baking soda, you can create a homemade plant fungicide to prevent fungal diseases, and as well as pests that wreak havoc on your tomatoes and the rest of your vegetable garden. Mix 4 teaspoons of baking soda and 1 gallon of warm water. Use on roses for black spot fungus, and also on grapes and vines when fruit first begins to appear. Sprinkle the mixture on tomato plants to ward off tomato hornworms, slugs, and other garden pests. 2. Spray to treat and prevent powdery mildew. Powdery mildew is causing major problems with impatiens this year, but also can be a problem for other plants, like lilacs, cucumbers, squash and zinnias. Spread recipe: 1 tablespoon of baking soda, 1 gallon of water, 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, 1 tablespoon of dishwashing liquid. Mix all the ingredients together, fill a spray bottle and spray plants weekly. Apply on overcast days to prevent any potential foliage from burning. It will also help discourage gnats in soil and fungus on leaves. Follow the below steps to do this. Mix in 1 gallon of water, 4 teaspoons bicarb soda, 1 teaspoon biodegradable soap. Mix well, spray infected foliage or soil as needed. 3. Test soil pH without kits. Identifying the soil pH level is important to know the nutrients your plant will be getting from the soil. With vinegar and baking soda, you can tell whether you have an alkaline soil or an acidic soil. Collect a cup of soil from different spots in your garden. Put 2 spoonfuls of soil in separate containers. Next, add a half cup of white vinegar to the soil and observe. If the soil fizzes, it is an alkaline soil with pH level between 7 and 8. After the vinegar test, and it does not fizz, add distilled water to another container until it becomes muddy. Add a half cup of baking soda and observe again. If it fizzes, you got an acidic soil having a pH level between 5 and 6. If there's not fizz, you got a neutral soil with pH of 7. 4. Discourage weeds. Pour or sweep baking soda in a thick layer into cracks on a sidewalk or patios. The baking soda should kill any small weeds already sprouted and prevent new ones from coming up. 5. Kill cabbage worms. Mix equals parts flour and baking soda in dust plants, cabbage, broccoli, kale, being eaten by cabbage worms. They munch on the leaves and die usually in a day or two. Repeat as needed. 6. Kill crabgrass. Simply wet the crabgrass, pour a heavy dusting of baking soda on the weed. The crabgrass should start dying back in 2 or 3 days. Caution: when applying baking, try not to get it on your grass, as too much baking soda can burn and kill it. 7. Clean your hands and other things. After a day in the garden in dirt, clean your hands by rubbing and scrubbing wet hands with baking soda. Rinse. The combination of baking soda and white vinegar or acetic acid makes an intense dishwash liquid. Mix a cup of baking soda and vinegar, then apply on a damp sponge. Use it to clean different household materials, kitchen sink, bird baths, soiled equipment, scorched pan, and more. If the dirt sticks, the acidity of this solution can wear it off if you soak the material for an extended time.